This week's Torah reading is called Tzav, which means command. God tells Moses, different kinds of commandments as a continuation of the previous Torah reading, which was called Vayikra, that God called Moshe, etc., and continues explaining the different laws of sacrifices in the altar in the Holy Temple in Jerusalem that today we don't have it. Now, as described and explained in different situations, the word Torah, which many people translate as Bible, actually comes from the word Hoidah, which means teaching. It's a book of teachings, teachings for life, teachings for common daily problems and life issues that a person has. So in this description of the sacrifices that today do not apply, we have to try to find teachings for our life that doesn't have anything to do with korbanos, with offerings. You can say a person offers himself to God, okay, very nice. But however, in the details of the different works and jobs in the temple and in the details of the sacrifices, we should also find different teachings. What can we see at the beginning of this parsha called Tzav? There's one verse that teaches two things. The verse says, Eish tomid tukal lamizbeach leisichve. There has to be a constant fire light up on the altar and should not be consumed. What are the two things? First of all, you have to go and light a fire. Second of all, don't extinguish it. Very good. Now, as just I said before, there are teachings in the Torah. One of the teachings is that all the different vessels in the temple actually represent the vessels, so to speak, in a person's life, in a person's body, in the person's soul. The altar where the offerings were made represents the heart. Now, the Torah is saying, you have to go and light a fire. What do you need a fire for? In the temple, you need a fire to burn the offerings. If you don't have fire, you cannot burn. And the Torah says, don't light it off. Don't throw water on it, or whatever the case is, don't put it off. But in a life's person, you have to know that when you actually fulfill Torah and mitzvah, the commandment that God gives to the people, to the Jewish people, 613 commandments, to the rest of the world, seven laws of Bnei Noach, etc., whatever the case is, don't just do it like that. Okay, it's important to do, and it's important to follow what God says, but don't do it just like that. You have to do it with a fire. What does that mean, a fire? A fire of love for God, a fire of enjoying what you're doing, a fire of fear for God. That could be explained at length in different situations. That's point number one. Point number two, be careful. That fire should not be extinguished. What does that mean? It means that you have to keep it up constantly. How do you keep up this fire in your heart? You have to keep it up by learning Torah, by understanding what God really wants from you, by understanding the laws of different commandments. That brings up the fire, so to speak. But there's a deeper teaching over here. The Maggid of Mezrich, which was the second Hasidic master after the Baal Shem Tov, the founder of the Hasidic movement, teaches something very interesting. When you put a comma in the verse, in a different place, you see a very, very interesting thing. The verse says, again, there has to be a constant fire light up on the altar. It should not be extinguished. But if you put a comma differently, loy, comma, sichve. Sichve means to extinguish. Loy means no. That means when you have this fire inside of you, when you fulfill the commandments that God gives you, with the fire, with enjoying your connection to God, loy, all the bad things inside of you, sichve, will be consumed. That means you have to light the fire. You have to be very careful so it shouldn't be extinguished, as we explained. But at the same time, when you do the work of thinking about God, meditating about Him, learning about Him, etc., that itself will extinguish all your bad behaviors and all your bad things inside of your heart.